Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Together, building Houston's workforce. By Amegy Bank, the A-Bank, and by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
31-13, the Texans fall on the road in Week 5 to the Minnesota Vikings. They fall to 3-2 on the season. Let's take a look at what went down with the Texans rewind.
And they'll hand off to Asiata. Clowney with a backfield blast and a big tackle. Third down and 10, Vikings from their 8. Bradford in the gun. Here's the rush. Bradford, he's going to go down at the goal line. They sack Bradford. They're going to mark him at the 1 as Antonio Smith gets back there and Whitney Mercilus. First and goal, offset eye formation. Hand off McKinnon. Nice. Clowney brings him down for a loss at the 15-yard line. What a stop by J.D. Rudolph to the right. Bradford gets the snap. Here's pressure. Bradford brought down. Mercilus with the sack. Here's the snap to Brock. Looking, pumping, firing downfield to his right. And Fedorowicz goes high in the air to get it for the first down. Down to the 12-yard line. First down at the Houston 48-yard line. And a handoff to McKinnon. Ooh. And Clowney with another tackle for a loss.
Oh, my. That's the second time that he's been there, third time that he's been there, right as McKinnon's gotten the football.
Here's the snap. Osweiler with time fires to Hopkins. Left side flag down. Hopkins makes a move, 35-40, and he cuts inside the 40-yard line of the Vikings down to the 35-yard line. Eye formation, first and goal at the 8. Bradford gives to McKinnon, and Clowney wraps him up. Another TFL here as Cushing helps with the finish.
Just so quick and powerful.
Ball at the 1. First and goal, Texans at the 1. Osweiler in the gun. Brock takes the snap. Brock throws left side. Caught. Hopkins. Touchdown, Houston. They finally get a TD as Hopkins has the reception for 6. Bradford sets up at the line of scrimmage. He takes the knee, and it is over. Houston gets drilled by Minnesota. 31-13 as the Texans drop to 3-2.
I'm in charge of the football team, and when you play like that, it's not very good, and it's a reflection of the coaching. And I'm the head coach. I think the most important thing is to come in and work hard tomorrow to fix the mistakes, and then move on to a big game. And I think one thing I'll say about this team is I know that this team will never stop playing. I think we battled all the way through. Obviously, it was a bad performance, like I said, by the head coach. But, I think this team will I think it is one game. I think there's a lot of season left, and this team will play hard.
I think we just need to play better as a entire team, every phase of the game. And I think it starts with me. I need to do my job better. I need to play better, especially on the road. And there's – whenever there's a loss like this, it's never on one person.
Joined now by sideline reporter John Harris. And John, for the second time in as many road games, the Texans go away from NRG Stadium and just absolutely lay an egg.
Yeah, I don't know really what to say about this, Drew. There's not a whole lot of positives to take out of this one today. The Vikings did what it wanted to, offense, defense, special teams. It's a good football team the Texans lost to today. But the Texans, at times, and most of the day, didn't show up to actually see if they matched up with that good football team on the other side. And I think that's what's frustrating. Sam Bradford was essentially allowed to do what he wanted to, throwing the football. And when they had some injuries in the secondary, then that made some interchanges with defenses. They didn't get those going. So it was a tough day all the way around.
The Texans turned the ball over just once, but that's not the story of this game, because first drive, looks like they get the Vikings to a 3rd and 12, 3rd and 11, but an offside sideline or derails things, and then they go down the field and score.
Well, here's the thing: if you're going to be a championship or division winning team, you got to overcome a 5-yard offside penalty on the first drive of the game. You got to get beyond it, but you didn't. You let Thielen end up getting the catch on the sideline, and then he goes for a double move. And it looked easy. It was easy. That's the thing that bothers me, I think, about this, is the Vikings made it look easy all day long. And it really wasn't until midway the second quarter the defense said, okay, enough of this. And they actually start making some plays, but then Sherrills takes the punt back for a touchdown. And then the second half, the defense has been on the field way too long. So, got to give credit where it's deserved. The Vikings coaching staff did a great job. The players executed a game plan without Stephon Diggs, without Adrian Peterson, without Matt Khalil, tackle, and without Teddy Bridgewater, quarterback. And yet, that offense smoothed the ball on a lot of people. Just got to put this one in the rear view, move on to Indianapolis. I'm sure we'll hear that, but this one, there's some things you better learn from to be able to move on to play better against the Colts, but more importantly, play better on the road.
All right, John, thanks so much for the time. We'll return to Texans Huddle in Houston when we come back.